Welcome to the podcast we call Soul Chaser, featuring stories from the book by the same name, Soul Chaser. This is Jordan Rich, and by my side is author Lauren Decker. We want to spend time with you today at soul level, awakening our spirits to the simple and beautiful idea that God is love and love is everywhere.
I saw this once before, a picture in my mind, colors in the air, sunlight on a field, lovers in a dance, love is everywhere.
And now, today's installment of Soul Chaser.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Deering, and this is Soul Chaser, Stories with a Purpose by Lauren Paul Decker. Today's story is titled, If. I figured something out, and it's going to serve me well. It's how to shut the devil up with just two little words. This all got started when I heard a sermon the other day, and the preacher was telling the account from Matthew's gospel of Jesus being tempted by the devil. Old Slewfoot. He's not very creative. He doesn't have to be. He has a system that works pretty well. It's called doubt. And it is a polar opposite to faith. He uses the same tactic every time, ever since Eden. Doubt challenges God, faith pleases him. When Satan tempted the Lord in the wilderness, he used doubt as his weapon. You can readily see him leading with a left jab and saying, if. That'll get your attention every time, like a punch in the nose. If you are truly God's son, it sounds like, if God is so good, why is there evil in the world? If God loved me, I wouldn't be in this financial mess. If God cared, he would answer my prayer. If. Get the doubt ball rolling. Well, back to the devil and his temptations. Jesus was tired, hungry, and thirsty. 40 days of fasting will do that. The enemy came when Jesus was most vulnerable. The enemy knows his stuff. He'll come sniffing around your door when you are at a weak spot, too. Remember the Old Testament tale of the three Hebrew lads who were thrown into the king's furnace? Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego were tempted to go along with the crowd and bow to an idol. After all, their God had allowed an enemy nation to conquer their own and to lead them into slavery in a foreign land. Room there for some doubt, I'd say. But if there is room for doubt, then there is also room for faith. And faith is expressed in two words that will send the enemy into a tailspin. Even if, just two words. Even if my mortgage is due, I will trust God. Even if the doctor's report is bad, I will praise him. Even if I am lonely, I will call upon him. The devil says, if, but we answer, even if. And bingo, we win. Fear knocked, but faith answered the door.
This has been Soul Chaser. We hope this program has caused you to consider the vastness of God's love for you. Nothing is going to change that reality, but love can certainly change you. Remember, love is everywhere, and God is love. For more stories with a purpose, pick up a copy of Soul Chaser, Devotions to Anchor the Soul, available on our website, soulchaserbook.com, or find it at amazon.com. This is Jordan Rich for Lauren Decker and Soul Chaser. See you next time.